Nolte, Elon Musk ridicules NBC for calling Republicans Nazis. By John Nolte on May 3, 2022. Supreme Twitter ruler Elon Musk ridiculed far-left NBC for calling Republicans Nazis. Because the far-left only knows how to melt down. You know, from Trump to the China flu to Ukraine to Musk purchasing Twitter to today's abortion meltdown. Earlier this week, someone named Mehdi Hasan melted down over Musk on MSNBC. It's easy in American discourse to talk simplistically about the far left and the far right as two equally dangerously fringe blocks. Elon Musk has done it plenty of times just in the past week. But here's the difference. America's far left wants to give us free healthcare and free childcare. America's far right wants to give us white supremacy and no democracy. And this asymmetrical polarization of U.S. politics would be laughable if it weren't so horrifying. We're living through an unspeakably dangerous moment. The pro-QAnon, pro-neo-Nazi faction of the Republican Party is poised to expand dramatically, come the midterms. We're just 2 years away from Donald Trump, very possibly re-seizing executive power. If that happens, we may look back on this past week as a pivotal moment. When a petulant and not-so-bright billionaire casually bought one of the world's most influential messaging machines. Not-so-bright billionaire? I can think of a dozen ways to criticize Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos and the like. Fascist, bubbled, elitist, out of touch, weird, freaks, greedy, dangerous, but not so bright? Really? The richest man in the world? That's pretty damn desperate. Also desperate is the media's freakout over the terrible, awful, horrifying prospect that their fascist hold over Twitter might be over. Oh noes, we can no longer censor ideas and words. Oh noes, we can no longer stop the spread of facts we don't want people to know. Crazy stuff like Hunter's laptop is real and men cannot magically transform into women. Come on, I think we all know who the real Nazis are here. Anyway, Musk responded to the Hasan video with the ridicule NBC deserves. NBC basically saying Republicans are Nazis. Musk tweeted, followed by a second tweet that said, "Same org, NBC, that covered up Hunter Biden laptop story. Had Harvey Weinstein's story early and killed it and built Matt Lauer his rape office. Lovely people. So, for the sin of purchasing Twitter. For the sin of promising free speech on Twitter. For the sin of promising a level playing field on Twitter between the right and the left. We have a billion-dollar, corporate news outlet smearing Musk as a not-so-bright Nazi. Well, all I can say to Musk is this, welcome to the party, pal. The left's attacks on you have only just begun. Politically and legally, the left is going to do everything possible to destroy your life, career, reputation, and even your companies. I would add that the best way to ensure they destroy you is to show weakness. Your best chance of surviving is to hold firm. The moment you take a step back, they will pounce and go right for your throat. By the way, everything Musk said about NBC is true. Nothing NBC said about Musk is true.